In today's episode, Oliver asks, as a follow-up to a blog post I did on tracking offsite conversions, how do you track offsite conversions post-view, meaning not post-click? How do you attribute conversions from a consumer who read about your product on your site, didn't click on any link, but afterwards went directly to Amazon to buy it? This is, okay, it's tricky. Fundamentally, if you have no visibility into post-click analytics, which is the case with Amazon or any reseller that doesn't give you great data, then you have two tracking options. Number one is correlation analysis, which as an Amazon associate, if you're using your Amazon affiliate links, you get a little bit more granular data than you do than as an Amazon author, which is kind of weird. So you want to go through and do that correlation analysis to see if traffic has any relationship to your sales, and also look at branded organic search and its relationship to your Amazon sales. So branded organic search, meaning someone should be searching for the title of your book and or your author name. That's something you get out of Google Search Console. So if you are getting Google Search Console data, then you should be able to run an analysis there to see if the number of people searching for your book by title has any relationship to the sales you're getting on Amazon, especially if your website is not a driver of sales. For example, if you were Tony Robbins, of course people know you by name, and a substantial part of that traffic may be going directly to an endpoint e-commerce site like Amazon, meaning they don't go to your website first. So that's a possibility. The second way around this, and I think the way that a lot of authors don't do, and they really should, is actually having post-purchase options in the book that allow you to get in touch with the reader. So within your book, if there isn't a page or a section on like how to get more free bonus content, all that stuff, that's a missed opportunity. So as an author, be thinking about how do I give away free bonus content within the book that allows me to get back in touch with the person. So especially if it's nonfiction books, free bonus content would be things like a workbook, a worksheet, a template, or something that is in the book that people have to go to your website and register to download. And it can be, just your email address, nothing else. It doesn't have to be like a 28-page form. But that gives you the ability to get in touch with that person. Then you can survey your audience as purchases come in and ask them, how did you hear about us? Or even make that a question on the form for registration. How did you hear about me? Or where did you buy my book? If you know that most of your sales are on Amazon, then you can put a little drop down, your email address, and then a drop down saying, where did you buy my book? Amazon? An actual bookstore. I don't know if there are any left. Walmart, big box retail store, all those things. And maybe you're even granular there. Amazon paper version, Amazon Kindle version. Whatever the attribution you want, you put that on the form. And then on the back end, as people register to get their free template, you have the ability to track that. Now, the way I would do that, for the authors who do that, they tend to put that at the end. Like, hey, thanks for reading the book. Here's your free worksheet. Ideally, going forward, I would suggest maybe putting that up front. Like in the introduction, hey, there's a free bonus template inside this book. But you have to go and, maybe it's right after the introduction. You have to go and download it and then read the book with this template in mind. Now, this doesn't apply to everybody. If you're doing fiction, for example, you might want to have free bonus chapter or character sketches or something that would be of interest to the audience. I know in some of the fiction world, you can get like character studies or maybe the author's notes as they were putting the book together. Things like that, that stuff that you would do anyway, but having that available as bonus content. So that's the way to do post-view attribution. You can do the correlation analysis. You can do it with your site traffic, with branded search. You would need to use Google Search Console for that. You could also use SEO tools if you're already paying to use SEO tools to track your name and your products, which you should be. You can use that data as well. But the much better route is to go the survey route. The survey route being the post-purchase registration, because that's really what a survey, what a post-purchase registration is a survey of some kind. Do it that way, and make the bonus content worth it so that people register, download, and you'll get the ability to ask them on that post-purchase survey where they bought it. Use that data then, along with your analytics tracking, to figure out how people are purchasing your stuff. Now, here's the other added bonus of this. If you do that well, then you also have a mailing list. Make sure that you're active in using it. Send out a weekly newsletter of what it is that you're working on as an author, or asking audiences, what else would you like to read about? Teasing upcoming projects so that people stay engaged, so that people stay active, and you grow your fan base. So the next book you release, you have a much easier time of it. So another nice side benefit of doing that kind of post-purchase registration is the ability to potentially grow your database and be able to monetize it. That's really important because, as we're seeing and as a number of authors have learned over the years, we don't own what's on Amazon. We have no control over how Amazon does stuff. Today it might be the biggest driver of your book sales. Tomorrow it might be nothing. It could go away. Ask anybody who sank $100,000 into their MySpace page how that feels. You own your email list. You own your website. So to the extent that you can get data out of the people who purchase your stuff, you want to do that so that you can reach out to them over and over again and migrate as consumer preferences change. So make sure you're doing that post-purchase survey. Great question. Please leave any additional questions you have in the comments. And of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Want help solving your company's data, analytics, and digital marketing problems? Visit trustinsights.ai today and let us know how we can help you.